This is Dagan Webb. I'm going to do this podcast by talking a little bit about the podcast revolution. As read from the book. Podcasting had lots of creators, but MTV video jock Adam Curry's knack for self-promotion earned him the title Podfather. In 2005, Curry had founded Podshow, available at the Podshow site where audio files created by would be disc jockeys for downloading. Curry likened himself to a media revolutionary. Indeed, podcasting was the start of a revolution. Curry described the new application of internet technology as liberating. Mainstream media, he said, are so diluted, so packaged, so predictable. There is very little that is new or interesting. Curry was right. Traditional commercial radio had homogenized itself in a quest for larger audiences. Although stations featured music in a couple handfuls of genres, the genres had become constricted and narrow and duplicative. One country station's playlist sounded pretty much like every other country station. Big radio chains even centralized programming decisions at their headquarters. Innovation was not on the corporate agenda. Podcasts, in contrast, tended to be highly individualistic. The appeal was to niches of music aficionados whose interests didn't fit the narrow genres of commercial radio. Within a year, 4,700 podcasters were offering their individual programs through Curry's Pod Show, an alternative to mainstream radio's vanilla bland music package. Today, the directory Podcast Alley lists 94,000 podcasts. Podcasts are but one part of a fragmenting universe of music sources. The Pandora innovation was custom music playlists for listening at any time that a user found convenient. It was a music on demand. This was a departure from commercial radio, which required listeners to wait through music that didn't interest them much to hear what they did. The on-demand radio concept went further direction and with the 2008 introduction of Stitcher. With Stitcher, listeners could download news and talk radio programs whenever they wanted. Once a listener chose a program, Stitcher used algorithms to rank every program in its inventory by each user's preference. If a user downloaded the Michael Savage talk show, Stitcher would suggest the listener might also want fellow conservative talker Laura Ingraham. In other words, listeners stitch together a personalized list of favorite shows. Stitcher has been leaked to doing for radio news that Pandora did for music. The fact, however, is that Stitcher is more than news. Programs include talk, sports, news, and comedy. The proliferation of sources for what traditionally had been radio entered a new dimension in 2011 when retired Homaker Slimmer added a 45,000 station car radio to its catalog. The $99 device, which plugged into a car's 12-volt power socket, could download thousands of local, global, and internet-only radio stations live through the car's radio speakers. An iPhone app facilitated quick searches by genre. Meanwhile, Ford, General Motors, and automakers had launched partnerships with Stitcher and Pandora for built-in internet radio units in their cars. Radio modes into the future included over-air stations that download live programming to internet-connected devices like smartphones and computer tablets, playlists customized to your taste by services like Pandora for listening on demand, public affairs, news, sports, and other talk-based radio programs through services like Stitcher for listening to on demand.